God.
Noi siamo chiamati alla luce.
This morning.
Subì a Leo.
In the 16th chapter.
Aya.
Book of Matthew to begin with.
Capcia Matteo sura ya 16 kuanzia.
Amen.
Amen.
And I want to take a thought this morning.
Nataka nikupe wazo asubuhi ya leo.
The bride is led by revelation.
Bibi harusi anaongozwa kwa ufunuo.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It takes a revelation in this hour, doesn't it?
Inachukua ufunuo katika wakati usilivo.
So I'll read the scripture and you'll be seated if you like.
Nitasoma andiko na mtaketi.
I am in the 16th chapter of Matthew. We'll begin reading in verse 13.
Aya 13 sura 16 ya Mathayo.
Matthew 16, verse 13.
Aya 13.
When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?"
Basi Yesu akaenda pande za Kaisaria Filipi, akauliza wanafunzi wake akisema, "Watu unene mwana wa Adamu mimi kuwa ni nini? Ni nani?"
And they said, "Some say thou art John the Baptist."
Wakasema wengine unena wewe u Yohana Mbatizaji.
"Some Elias."
Wengine wanasema ni Elia.
"And others Jeremiah or one of the old prophets."
Wengine Elimai ama moja wapo wa manabii.
And he said unto them,
akawambia,
"But whom say ye that I am?"
Nani wanena mimi kuwa ni nani?
And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God."
Simoni Petiro akajibu akasema, wewe ndiwe Kristo, mwana wa Mungu aliye hai.
And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven."
Yesu akajibu akamwambia, "Heri wewe Simoni Bar-Jonah, kwa kuwa mwili na damu havikufunulia hili, bali Baba yangu aliye mbinguni."
Amen.
"And I say also unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it."
Nami nakwambia wewe ndiwe Petiro, na juu ya mwamba huu nitalijenga kanisa langu, wala milango ya kuzimu haitalishinda.
"And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose in earth shall be loosed in heaven."
Nami nitakupa wewe funguo za ufalme wa mbinguni. Na lolote utakalolifunga duniani litakuwa limefungwa mbinguni, na lolote utakalolifungua duniani litakuwa limefunguliwa mbinguni.
Then charged he for his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ.
Ndipo alipo wakataza sana wanafunzi wake wasimwambie mtu yeyote ya kwamba yeye ndiye Kristo.
Verse 21 says, "From that time forth, Jesus began to show unto his disciples how that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day."
Tangu wakati huo Yesu alianza kuwaonya wanafunzi wake ya kwamba imempasa kwenda Yerusalemu na kupata mateso mengi kwa wazee na wakuu wa makuhani na waandishi na kuuawa siku ya tatu kufufuka.
You may be seated if you like.
Continue coming to South
Praise the Lord.
What else are you doing?
Now, there's a couple of things here I want you to notice, particularly on this scripture, before we move on to others. One of the things was, it takes a revelation to know the ministry of the hour.
Ninagharimu ufunuo kutambua huduma ya wakati.
Because Jesus asked, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?"
Kwa sababu Yesu alisema, aliuliza kwamba watu wanasema mimi mwana wa Adamu ni nani?
The second thing here we see is that there was many different ideas and opinions of who he was.
Tunaona kwamba kulikuwa na mawazo mengi na dhana mingi kuhusu yeye alikuwa nani.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. As we look at that today,
tunapotazama siku ya leo,
we see that this necessity.
Tunaona umuhimu
of having a revelation from God.
Ya kuwa na ufunuo kutoka kwa Mungu.
And that's the only way that the bride of Jesus Christ will know her way around, and that's by revelation. Now, Paul made known to us in his preaching that his preaching and teaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. But the expression of the power of God.
Hallelujah.
So he's letting us know a man can speak very well.
Alijulisha kwamba mwanadamu aweza kunena vyema kwa fasaha.
And able to make presentation that's astounding.
Na wanaweza aeleza maneno mpaka watu wakashangaa.
By the wisdom of man.
Lakini hilo ni hekima ya mwanadamu.
But he's telling us, watch that revelation.
Lakini anatuambia kwamba chunguzeni ule ufunuo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Isn't he good to us?
And he says this is foolishness to the world. Amen. Because we believe certain things and follow certain things, he says unto the wise it's foolishness. One of the reasons it's foolishness is not always used proper language and proper structuring of our sentences.
Sababu kwa nini mpumbavu haitumii ufasaha maneno fulani ambayo imechaguliwa inasema tu.
They said about Paul, his speech is weak and contemptible.
Na walisema kwamba mazungumzo ya Paulo ni madhaifu na ni ya aibu.
There was nothing you could glorify God in the matter of his manner of speaking.
Na kuna kitu ungelitukuza Mungu katika vile Paulo alipokuwa anazungumza.
He said the natural man cannot know the things that be of the spirit.
Akasema mtu wa kawaida hawezi kuelewa mambo ya kiroho.
Because these things are spiritually discerned.
Kwa sababu mambo haya yafafanuliwa kiroho. Hallelujah.
And regardless of how good a teacher Jesus was, and many things that he did, after his disciples had followed him for quite some time, he asked them, who do men say that I am? Then he said, whom say ye that I am?
Amen.
And that's when the different opinions begin to come out. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Jesus knew, but he wanted to show them a revelation.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we found out that some people thought he was John the Baptist. Some people thought he might be Elijah. There was others that said, no, I believe he's Jeremiah. Oh, I don't know, he's one of the prophets. Amen.
Amen.
Then he turned to Peter and the rest and said, but who do you? Amen. That's, it's important that we know for ourselves.
Hallelujah.
But the preacher can't know for us. Our best friends can't know for us. Our close associates can't know for us. Because it has to be revealed by the Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now we can say, I believe this man's got a special gift. And he may have. I believe this man is a good man. But what do God reveal to you? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It all has to come from the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now after Peter announced that he was the Christ, the Son of the living God, the Bible says Jesus began to show them certain things. He didn't begin to show them certain things about his death, resurrection, until he knew they had a revelation of who he was.
Yes, I wonder if you knew that. ufunuo kwanza. Amen.
Once they got a revelation of who he was and he knew it.
Na alipopata ufunuo kwa nani akajua.
He began to reveal the deep things of the word.
Akaanza kumfunulia jinsi atakufa
na kufufuka. That's right. Which shows that carnal man cannot receive this.
Yamaanisha kwamba mtu wa kawaida wa kimwili hawezi kupokea haya.
Amen. The normal religious world can't receive this.
Mtu wa dunia ya kawaida kidini hawezi kupokea haya.
Because they don't walk by revelation.
Kwa sababu hawatembei kwa ufunuo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But there's a people living, breathing in this world today.
Lakini kuna watu wanapumua wanaishi katika dunia hii ya leo.
That's called the wife of the Lamb.
Ambao
the bride of Christ, the wife of the Lamb.
Ambali bibi arusha Bwana Yesu Kristo mwanamke wa Mwana Kondoo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That are led by revelation.
Ambao wanaongozwa kwa ufunuo.
Amen.
Amen.
And that does not exclude the ministry.
Na hiyo haitengi huduma.
Because it takes a revelation to know who the ministry is.
Kwa sababu lazima kuwe na ufunuo kujua huduma ni gani.
It took a revelation for them to know who Jesus was. And if they had to have a revelation to know him, how much more it takes a revelation to know the ministry of this house. Amen. Brother, the church got a little bit carnal in the days of Paul.
Kanisa likawa la kimwili kidogo wakati wa Paulo.
In 1 Corinthians there.
Katika Wakorintho wa kwanza pale.
I believe it's the first or second chapter.
Na mimi sura ya pili hapa ya tatu.
Paul says some of you said you're carnal. Said you got into some carnality.
Paulo akamwambia nyinyi wengine wenu mmeingia katika mambo ya kimwili kabisa.
Because you began to isolate yourself and follow men.
Kwa sababu mnaanza kujitenga ukisema mimi ni wa fulani, mimi ni wa fulani.
Paul said some of you say I'm a Paul.
Paulo akamwambia mimi nasema mimi ni mtu wa Paulo.
And others say I'm a Cephas which is Peter.
Wengine akasema mimi ni wa Kefa ambaye ni Petro.
Others say I'm a Apollos.
Wengine akasema bana mimi ni mtu wa Apollo.
Others say I'm just a Christ.
Wakasema mwingine akasema bana mimi ni wa Kristo.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now each group was carnal even though that said I'm just a Christ.
Well, kila kikundi walikuwa ni wa kimwili hata kama walisema amini wa kikristo wa Kristo tu.
Because to say that would deny that there is a ministry leading today.
Kwa sababu kusema hiyo ni kusema hakuna huduma ambayo inashika
leo. Amen. We can't be a church to say I'm a Christ.
Huwezi kuwa kanisa mimi ni wa Kristo.
Because Christ has leadership.
Kwa sababu Kristo ana mwongozo.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But we can't have carnal leadership.
Hatuwezi kuwa na uongozi wa kimwili.
And we can't say unto you, I'm a leader, or this man's a leader, or that man's a leader. Jesus didn't even do that.
Huwezi sema kwamba huyu mtu fulani kiongozi, mtu fulani kiongozi. Yesu mwenyewe ndiye anafanya
hivyo. Amen. It was only after they got a revelation of who he was.
Bibana wao kwa maana ufunuo yalikuwa nani?
And who he is.
Lakini alicho
that he began to tell them these.
Akaanza kuambia mambo ya kilindi.
Amen.
Amen.
It was only after people got a revelation of who Paul was.
Ni baada ya watu kuelewa Paulo alikuwa nani.
That he began to say, I am the apostle to the Gentiles.
Akaanza kuambia mimi ni mtume wa wale wa taifa.
It would have done him very little good to say that if the people didn't have a revelation.
Amen.
Amen. In this hour we're living in around the world, we've been called out of denominationalism. And Satan takes advantage of that situation.
Na shetani anachukua hiyo anataka kuifanyia kitu kibaya.
Amen. Because the denomination not control the people anymore.
Kwa sababu madhehebu sasa nao hawaongozi na kuzuia watu hata tena.
They've come out from under the law of those denominations.
Wametoka katika sheria za madhehebu.
Well, that leaves them wide open. That leaves them wide open for them.
Sasa naonekana kwamba wako wazi hawako chini ya chochote.
So that gives an opportunity for different ministries to rise.
Wewe wadani inapeana nafasi kwa huduma nyingine tena kuamka.
And say, I've got the revelation, I'm the one you ought to follow.
Alafu sasa huyo anasimama kwa sababu Mungu ana chochote mliacha akasema, mimi niko na ufunuo ni lazima sasa unifuate mimi.
And they may not say it that plain.
Wewe
make such things. Everyone will make such statements. And there's people out there that's not bound by denomination. There's people there that's been set free from denomination. And people that's not spiritually led by the Spirit. That's fertile ground for ministries.
Sasa hiyo ndio nafasi nzuri sana ya hao watu kuinuka na kuingia ndani.
Say, I'm the one you have to look to.
Sasa mimi ndio mtu atakana kutegemea sasa.
I can get you through.
Mimi ndio peleka mpaka umeingia mbinguni.
And if you follow me, I'll get you there.
Na mkini, fata mimi, nitawafikisha hapo. Mina ndio hivyo.
Amen.
Amina.
That Jesus, first of all, he knew. They had to have a revelation of who he was.
Yesu kwanza ilibidi hao watu wajue na niwaulize mimi ni nani. Amen.
Notice he began to tell them certain things.
Ona akawaambia maneno fulani fulani.
Hallelujah. I want to read that again.
Nataka nisomeni tena hiyo.
Amen.
Mathayo 16.
That's the 16th chapter of Matthew where we were reading verse 21. From that time forth, Jesus began to show unto his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and so on.
Tangu wakati Yesu akaanza kuambia wanafunzi jinsi atenda Yerusalemu na kukufa na kufufuka. Tangu wakati huo.
Now what? It was from that time forth.
Yes. Inasema ni kuanzia wakati huo.
Once they got a revelation.
Walipopata ufunuo sasa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So you have to have a revelation of who it is that God sent in the church to assist your faith.
Lazima upate wewe ufunuo kujua nani Mungu ametuma katika kanisa.
Because there are many volunteers in this
army.
There are many volunteers and say, I believe I got it. But what kind of revelation did God give you? Amen.
Amen.
God gave you a revelation of that, okay. But if you're persuaded by some speech, or some preaching, or by someone that's your close friend,
some might
say, well, I follow this man over here. You know, he's a good man. You know, I like the way he presents things. And he does real good at doing it. Well, that's all right, but what did God show you? Amen. God has a Bible ministry.
Mungu, nikisema Mungu ana huduma tano kwa wakati huu.
God has everything he said in Ephesians 4.
Kila kitu Mungu amesema katika kitabu cha
Efeso. Amen. How he would lead the church.
Jinsi ya kuleta kanisani.
How he would bring the church to the perfect man stature.
Jinsi ya kuleta kanisa kwa kimo cha mkamilifu.
Hallelujah. He has all that.
Hata hiyo yote.
And there's so many willing to step up to the plate.
When I want about the fire, we get it to work.
And volunteer to be an apostle. Volunteer to be a pastor. Volunteer to be a prophet. Volunteer to be a teacher. And God has all those. But what did he reveal to you? Not what he revealed to the one sitting next to you, it's you.
Amen.
Jesus asked him, who do men say that I am first?
Amen.
And the thoughts of man took them many different ways. Their teaching was, you're John. You're Elijah. You're Jeremiah. You're one of your prophets. Amen. After they told Jesus all of this, he pointed right at them and said, who do you? out there, but what do you say?
Nini wewe fulani fulani, unasema mimi ni nani?
What kind of revelation did God give you?
Mungu sasa naye anawapa ufunuo gani?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
God is well taking care of his bride today.
Mungu anamshughulikia bibi yake wake today.
He has leadership in his bride today.
Anamuongoza katika bibi harusi wake.
He has power in his bride today.
Anamuongoza katika bibi harusi wake.
He has healing.
Anauponyaji.
And he has the very ministry he said would be here.
Anahuduma ile aliyosema kwamba itakuwepo nasi wewe.
Well, how are you going to find it? That's the question.
Sasa Jonathan swali bibi utapata utajuaje huduma.
Well, my neighbor told me this man was a prophet.
No, jana kaniambia mtu huyu ni nabii.
Well, my friend told me there was a man in another country and says he believed he's an apostle.
Na mtu mwingine aliambia kuna mtu mwingine katika nchi nyingine ambaye anaamini kwamba yeye ni mtume.
So I got confidence in this brother and he told me that there was an apostle over here.
Na kuna mtu ambaye aliambia pale hivi ukienda utapata kuna mtume.
But the question comes back to you.
Kanisa, swali narudi kwako.
Not what your friend told you. Not what your neighbor told you.
Ulichoambiwa na rafiki yako.
Amen. What did God tell you?
Lakini Mungu alikwambia nini?
Amen.
Amen.
That's what Jesus said. Who do you?
Ndio Yesu akasema, wewe unasema mimi ni nani?
He said, then you told me what people buy.
Sasa mnafanya vizuri kuniambia watu wanasema nini kule nje.
But I don't know what you.
Lakini nataka nyinyi mniambie mimi ni nani.
So God's leading the church by revelation.
Mungu anaongoza kanisa kwa ufunuo.
Amen.
That means that we have to seek God.
Inamaanisha lazima tumtafute Mungu. Amen.
That means we got to be dedicated to God.
Lazima tujiweke wakfu kwa Mungu.
Amen.
That means that we can't just grab hold of a man's coattail.
Inamaanisha kwamba hatuwezi kushika tu koti la mtu kule nyuma na kusema basi ni wewe.
Say I'm going to follow this man.
Kama bado mimi
Jesus Christ.
Hakuna mtu atakupitisha ni Yesu Kristo ambaye
atakupitisha.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Bwana asifiwe.
And that we're led by the Spirit.
Na kama tuongozwa kwa Roho,
the being that God ordained, he'll bring him to the forefront.
Mtu ambaye Mungu amechagua atamleta mbele mwenyewe.
Amen.
And when you get that revelation,
na ukipata ule ufunuo,
then you'll begin to receive certain things from those men.
Sasa utaanza kupokea vitu fulani kutoka hizo huduma. Amen.
Then you can only receive when you know that you know that you know that they're God's sent.
Utapokea tukiendelea kujua vituo vivyo kama ametumwa na Mungu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Notice when they announced who Jesus was.
Wana walipotambua Yesu ni nani.
Only at that time did he begin to tell them these.
Wakati huo akaanza kuambia mambo fulani fulani.
If they didn't know who he was, it would have been good to say it.
Kama wasingejua ni nani, hingefanya hivyo bila fanya lolote kusema.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he knew that they knew by revelation.
Na alijua kwamba wao walijua kwa ufunuo.
Amen.
Amen.
Because Jesus Christ walked around as a commoner.
Kwa sababu Yesu Kristo alitembea kama mtu wa kawaida.
The common people heard him gladly.
Watu wa kawaida walimuelewa vizuri.
And he was accused of the publicans and sinners of eating and drinking with them.
Na akashtakiwa kwamba anatembea na watoza dhambi, watoza ushuru na kukula na wao.
Amen. He was accused of the Pharisees and all.
Akashtakiwa na wale Mafarisayo.
This man eats with the publicans and sinners.
Huyu mtu anatembea na watoza ushuru, watoza dhambi.
Could he really be this?
Anaweza kweli kile anasema kweli huyu?
He don't act like the priest.
Yeye hajiendeshi kama kuhani kule.
He's out there walking around with the common people.
Anatembea na watu wa kawaida tu.
He's not got a big robe on.
Hana mavazi kubwa juu yake.
He don't have all these religious titles about him.
Hana vitu vya kidini juu yake.
He didn't come through the school of the high priest.
Hakupitia katika shule ya kuhani mkuu.
So there was nothing outwardly the Bible says that we should desire him.
Kwa hivyo nasema kwamba hakuna na chochote ambacho kingefanya tumpende tumtamani.
And there was no beauty about him.
Na hakuna urembo wote wa kupendeza.
Amen. He might not look real good.
Kwanza asifanane vizuri.
God once said you're not yet 50, so he must have looked older than what he was.
Yeah, okay. Kwamba bila sema kwamba alisema anaoebrea lakini hata fika hata miaka 50 alifanana mtu wa miaka 50.
Hallelujah. So there's nothing whereby outwardly you could follow him. It had to be by revelation. Hallelujah. God leads his wife by revelation. That's why we get to the place where we're no longer talked to and
heard.
Otherwise, in this world we're living in today, when I could stand up here and name you the many, many leaders that we have. Amen. We got different ones in different countries that are to be the eighth messenger or something. Well, there is no eighth messenger to the church age.
Hakuna mjumbe wa saba kwa kizazi saba kwa kanisa.
But rather be one and only seven church age messengers. From there it goes to Ephesians 4.
Kutoka pale sikiza inaenda kwa Efeso 4.
So you see why it definitely takes a revelation of the ministry of this
hour. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Who do you say that I am?
Amen.
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 Who do you say this man is?
Hallelujah.
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 Amen. Who do you say this one is? Well, they had the right answer because the Father in heaven revealed who Jesus was.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Just to show you the thinking of the people of his day, they went over different men that they thought he probably was. Hallelujah. Today we got so many different ones we probably couldn't count them on all of our fingers and toes. We got so many different leaders.
Amen.
They just, the number keep adding and multiplying. Which means one thing, more responsibility is put upon you to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I'm glad to be your friend. Amen. I'm glad to be your brother. And I'm glad to have a sister as my sister. But when all that's said and done, how about your relationship with him?
Amen.
You have to have a revelation. I can't have it for you. Your master can't have a revelation for you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Not Jesus couldn't even have a revelation for Peter. Think about that. Amen. Jesus couldn't have a revelation for his disciples. He said the only way you can know
what
the only way you can know he was the Christ, the Father revealed it.
Because I'm going to be moving on to Jesus Christ.
I am sent to you of Almighty God.
Nimetumwa na Mungu mwenye
mwenyezi. And make many announcements of such.
Alafu nitakaza kwa mbiko na hiki na kile kingine.
It would do very little good what I say until God told you so.
Itafanya haitaleta faida yoyote ijapokuwa Mungu awe alikwambia kwanza.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because you would say he's just another preacher blowing smoke.
Kwa sababu unasema tu mhubiri mwingine tena anaamusha anazusha kama wengine.
Yeah. Amen. After God told you something.
Lakini Mungu akikwambia kitu fulani.
Amen.
Amen.
We take the two disciples on the way to Emmaus.
Tunachukua wanafunzi wawili kwa barabara wakienda Emmaus.
After the resurrection of Christ.
Baada ya kufufuliwa kwa Yesu Kristo.
He walked all day with two disciples.
Akatembea siku nzima na wanafunzi wake wawili.
And he talked to them explaining things of the scriptures.
Akaanza kuelezea mambo na maandiko wakitembea.
And it really didn't have a great effect on them. It really didn't have a large effect on them.
Na ilikuwa na matokeo ya kutosha kwao.
But they did feel something burning in their heart.
Lakini walijisikia kitu ndani yao kinachomka fulani.
But there came a time.
Lakini ilifika wakati fulani.
Amen. They reached the end of the journey.
Wakifika mwisho wa safari sasa.
And Jesus made as though he would go on.
Na Yesu akajifanya alikuwa anataka sasa nyinyi mwende mimi naenda huko hivi.
And they liked it. They felt good around.
Wakaona kwamba ni nani
Well, this man is Elijah.
Sasa huyu mtu ndio yule Elia.
Amen. Others say, I believe it's Jeremiah because he talked like Jeremiah. Others said, well, I don't know exactly which prophet he is, but one of the prophets. That's what the people were telling the disciples. And so everybody had their ideas and thoughts of who he was. But he had some treasures he wanted to tell
them.
But he waited until God gave a revelation. Because that's the only way the word would have the maximum effect. If they knew who he was.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Once they knew who he was, then they begin to hold on to every word.
Amen.
Thou art the Christ, the Son of God. From that time onward, he began to tell them many things.
Amen.
But not before that time.
It
was from that time onward.
Amen.
Because they could say, this man says it's
this.
You know, this man says one thing.
Jesus
talks real good.
Yes,
and you know, I think he's right almost everything he
says.
But you know, there's some doubt of who he is.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But once the Father gave a
revelation.
Amen. They were settled
1,000%.
And at that time, and onward, they began, Jesus began to tell them many things.
Amen.
He said, I've got to go in Jerusalem. Suffer many things. And be rejected. You know, Peter had a revelation of who he was.
Now, Petra,
this is our King. This is the Christ. He said he would suffer many things, be put to death. Peter said, wait a minute now. You're the King. They're not going to put you
to death.
And Jesus said, get behind me.
Amen.
I mean, but that spirit that's causing you to think that, I've got to die, he said. Because the world is in sin and they can't get out unless somebody pay it. Remember, there was only one that could take the little girl. There was only one that was worthy.
And
he died on the cross to make us worthy. That's why the Spirit of God says, go up to the mighty angel. And say unto him, give me the little
book.
And the mighty angel said, take it. Amen. And he did
us.
Now you're as worthy as he is. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, that's the thing. When God gives a revelation, irregardless of how good a preacher we got, irregardless of how good we live, irregardless of how good we can speak, irregardless of all of these things, it comes back to one thing. It's you and your revelation.
Amen.
It's not my revelation. Amen. What Peter said couldn't give me a revelation. What Peter said couldn't give the other disciples a revelation. And another thing. Once Jesus knew
what alijua
kwamba
Petro alikuwa na ufunuo kamilifu yeye ni nani.
He said, Peter, I'm going to give you the key.
Akasema Petro, kama ni hivyo mimi na
pao. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You know there's two Pentecosts in the Bible.
Jamani ndio kuna Pentecost mbili katika Biblia.
One Pentecost is in Acts chapter 2.
Mmoja katika Matendo ya Mitume sura ya 2.
That was a Pentecost but there were only Jews there.
Ndio kwa Pentecost ambao Wayahudi pekee yao walikuwa nayo. Sikiza.
But 6 or 7 years later,
lakini miaka mingine sana baadaye,
Peter was down at Joppa praying.
Petro alikuwa kule Yopa akiomba.
And he was praying, and God told him, I want you to go to Cadiz
now. Amen. Amen.
Cadiz was a Gentile. But Peter, he said, not so, Lord. Because they were Gentiles. God gave him a vision and let a sheep come down before him.
Yeah.
And on that were all kind of unclean animals. That was them unclean
animals.
And the Spirit of the Lord spoke. Said, Peter, rise, kill and eat. Peter wanted to be sure of this thing.
Now,
he said, not so. Nothing common never came into my mouth. I'm not
going to
eat those unclean animals.
Oh,
yeah. In the Spirit, the Lord says, what God called, what God cleansed, don't call common unclean.
Now, move on to wewe Petro usiite kila maji limetakata kwamba ni najisi. Sikiza.
Amen.
Haleluya. Amina.
Amen. And the Lord said to me at the gate.
Na Mungu akamwambia kuna watu watatu pale katika.
Two or three, I've got the number. But there were men at two. There were two men, three. Okay, there were three men at the gate.
Kuna watu watatu pale katika lango.
See, I need help in my preaching. We need each other, don't we?
Tunasaidiana
pale. Amen. Says there are three men at the gate, arise, go with them, doubting nothing.
Akamwambia amuka wewe kutana nao uende kila mahali unaenda na usitilie shaka.
Amen.
Amina.
When Peter got to Cornelius' house,
Petro alipoingia katika nyumba ya Cornelius,
he took with him six other brethren.
Akaongea wale ndugu wengine pale.
To be a witness, because this is
what I'm doing. Alikuwa wengine ndio hao washahidi wa haya.
And Gadir said, I was praying and an angel came to me. And he said, send for one called Peter. And he will tell you all the
words.
Amen. Peter began to preach about Jesus. And while he was preaching, they had a Pentecost. Amen. The Holy Ghost fell on just like on the day. Amen. So the Jews had a Pentecost, then God gave us Gentiles.
Amen.
Sura ya 2 aya ya 9. Praise God. Better wet these vocal cords down. I got to use them again after a while. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Now, I want you to notice here as we read, the very, very important thing of receiving revelation. How very important it is to be led by the Spirit. How important it is to know that we can't make it without revelation. The prophet of God said in the church age book, he said, without a revelation every day the church will die. God leading us by revelation. Praise God. And we get a new revelation of Him every day. Brother Brown said, even in the eternal age, we'll still be learning new things about God.
Amen.
Now I want you to notice that we read 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9. But as it is written,
eye
has not seen,
and
ears have not heard, neither have they entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love Him.
Amen.
Now I want you to notice he's talking here about, he's going to differentiate the natural man and the spiritual man.
Amen.
He said it has entered into the heart of man. That's natural man. But what the next verse said? Amen. Verse 10. But God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God.
Amen. Lakini mwana sisi kwa roho, maana roho uchunguza yote, hata mafumbo ya Mungu, mafumbo ya kilindi ya Mungu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Now through the messenger for this age, God took him away in a translation line. He was there where the dead saints were that had already gone before. And he saw certain things. And he came back to tell us.
Amen.
But still we need a revelation, don't
we? Amen.
Amen.
Remember, Jesus, after they found out who He was, after God gave him a revelation, God gave Peter a revelation of who He was, then, and only then, God began to tell him something. And when Jesus began to tell him certain things, Peter had no trouble accepting
them.
Only he loved Jesus in the natural. When Jesus said, I got Peter said, but then he explained it to
him.
Now we got to have a revelation of who Brother Brian was. Otherwise, when he said he was over there and he saw these folks over there, he touched them, he hugged them, and he talked to them. Welcome home, they believe what he said about it.
Na tunaamini kila alisema kuhusu hilo.
We believe his report.
Tunaamini kila kitu alisema.
Now you can tell some people that.
Unaweza ambia watu wengine hiyo.
You can tell the religious world that.
Unaweza ambia watu wa dini hiyo.
They'll say nonsense.
Wanasema upuzi.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. But after they got a revelation of who Jesus was, he began to reveal secrets.
Lakini baada ya kutambua Yesu ni nani, akaanza kufunua siri.
When we get a revelation, God sent this prophet messenger to us.
Sikiza. Tunapopata ufunuo Mungu ametutumia nabii sasa wakati huo anaanza kufunua siri.
Hallelujah. Amen. Then we believe that he was over there. Hallelujah. He came to reveal the Son of Man.
Alikuja kufunua yule mwana wa Adamu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He came to make a way for this river to run.
Alikuja kutengeneza. Amen. Alikuja kutengeneza barabara ili maji yaweze kuteremka.
Remember the story I told yesterday? How there in Lake Victoria, the body of water.
Mnakumbuka nini ongelea kuhusu mto Ziwa Victoria vile ni maji mengi sana hapa.
Amen. That's like Brother Rouse's message.
Hilo ni kama ujumbe wa ndugu Branham.
Amen.
Amen.
But Jim didn't say it that way.
Lakini kukaa tu pale peke yake na sasa mimi ni mtu mkubwa. Ziwa Victoria.
We went to the source of the Nile.
Sisi tulienda katika asili ya mto Nile.
The Nile runs right out of Victoria Lake and go 3,000 miles.
Na sasa hapa
4,000 miles.
Hii mto inaanzia pale Nile inaenda maili 4,000 kuelekea kwetu.
3 months to get there.
Inachukua miezi mitatu ndio ifike.
Amen.
Amen.
So those three stages gonna help.
Kwa hivyo tunaendelea. Amen. Zile hatua tatu za kusaidia kufika mahali unaelekea.
Amen. Even though the messenger's gone,
ingawa mjumbe anaondoka,
the water's still flowing.
Maji bado yanateremka tena.
Still has a
true ministry. Na Mungu hana roho nzuri ya huduma sasa.
But as you took a revelation, know who he was.
Nikarimu chukua ufunuo yeye ni nani.
We're still in the same water.
Tuko katika maji yale yale.
It's going to take a revelation in this hour.
Nikarimu ufunuo katika wakati wa
mabadiliko.
Hallelujah.
Man has not seen.
Wapo wanaona.
Neither has he entered into his heart.
Hata ende zake
kwa Mungu. That God prepared for.
Kila Mungu ameokewa na Baba anampenda.
God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit.
Lakini Mungu amefungulia haya yote kwa Roho wake.
Amen.
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 Verse 11 says, "What man knoweth the things of man, save the Spirit of man, which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man."
But
the Spirit of God knows.
Nasema mana ni nani katika binadamu ajuaye mambo ya binadamu ila roho ya binadamu iliyo ndani yake. Vivyo hivyo na mambo ya Mungu hakuna afahamuye ila roho
wa Mungu.
Amen.
Did you catch that? No man knows these things.
Uno ya leo hiyo hakuna mwanadamu anajua mambo haya.
Amen.
Amina.
But the Spirit does.
Lakini roho anajua.
Therefore we need that Spirit of revelation still in this.
Kwa hivyo tunahitaji roho ya ufunuo katika wakati
huu. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because there's a ministry to lead the church by the Holy Ghost.
Kwa sababu kama huduma lazima iongoze kanisa kwa Roho Mtakatifu.
And we gotta have a revelation of that just like we did Brother Brown.
Lazima tuwe na ufunuo jinsi Brother Brown alikuwa na ufunuo.
And it's not everybody that come by and say, "I'm this or I'm that."
Sio mwingine anasema mimi ndio hivi mimi ndio hivi.
Amen. God will take care of you.
Mungu atajali atachukulia.
Amen. Believe that.
Kama naamini.
Amen. Amen. They asked John, said, "John, are you that prophet?"
Yohana, wewe ni yule nabii?
Are you Elijah?
Elijah.
Well, why are you doing this?
What do you want to do?
He said, "I'm the voice of one crying out in the
world." I got some women that don't get you that name.
That means they had to have a revelation of the word to know.
You know, I need to give you one of them. You know, I need to give you one of them.
Amen. He said he would say an apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastors, and teachers.
Alisema tu, atatuma wengine wachungaji, walimu, manabii.
Amen.
Amen.
And Paul introduced us to Christ.
Paulo akajulisha kwa Kristo.
He got engaged to Christ.
Alitupoza kwa Kristo.
But there was a marriage yet to take place.
Lakini kuoana ilikuwa iko kule mbele itakatika baadaye.
The marriage take place after the church age.
Amen. No inafanyika baada ya nyakati saba za makanisa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But John saw her go up as the wife of
Amen.
John's all over that.
Paulo alipoza kanisa kwa Kristo, lakini moyo ilikuwa ni kule mbele. Lakini wakati Yohana Mbatizaji alipita kufunua alipoona, aliona kama ndoa ishatendeka kwa sababu alimuita mke wa mwanakondoo wa Kristo.
Now we have received not the spirit of this world, but the spirit of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God.
Lakini sisi hatukupokea roho wa dunia, bali roho atokaye kwa Mungu, makusudi tupate kujua mambo aliyotukirimia Mungu.
Amen.
Amen.
Now watch verse 13. Which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things.
Nayo tunayanena si kwa maneno yanayofundishwa kwa hekima ya kibinadamu, bali yanayofundishwa na Roho, tukiyatafsiri mambo ya rohoni kwa maneno ya rohoni.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Now the next verse deals with a natural man.
Aya ingine inayofuata inahusu mtu wa kikawaida, mtu wa kimwili.
Now since we're all in a natural body,
kwa sababu watu katika mwili huu wa kawaida,
and since we all live in a natural world,
kwa sababu watu wanaishi katika mwili wa kawaida,
it's very easy to go with the natural.
Ni rahisi sana kuendelea na mambo ya kimwili ya kawaida.
And we will go with the natural unless the spirit leads us.
Na tunaweza enda na mambo ya kimwili isipokuwa Roho Mtakatifu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But watch what he says here.
Kusa kila anachosema hapa.
But the natural man receiveth not the things of the spirit of God.
Basi mwanadamu wa tabia asili hayapokei mambo ya roho wa Mungu.
Why don't he receive it?
Kwa nini asipokee?
For they are foolishness unto him, neither can them, because they are spiritually discerned.
Maana kwake huyo ni upuzi, wala hawezi kufahamu kwa kuwa hayo mambo yatambulikana kwa jinsi ya rohoni.
Amen. I say this thing is the work of the Spirit of God.
Don't ever know my name, God, your own
mind.
Although we're in the flesh, yet we'll never find our way unless he leads us by his Spirit.
Tukiwa katika mwili hatuwezi kupata mabaya ila atuongoze kwa roho.
Hallelujah. Because the kingdom of God is not meat and drink.
Kwa sababu ufalme wa Mungu sio
nyama. Amen. But it's the power of God.
Lakini nguvu za Mungu.
And the kingdom of God cometh not with observation, something you see with your natural eye.
Na ufalme wa Mungu hauji kwa kutazama kwa macho ya kawaida.
But the kingdom of God is within you.
Lakini ufalme wa Mungu uko ndani yenu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's the revelation in your heart.
Ni ufunuo katika moyo wako sasa.
And when you got the revelation, got God in your heart,
ukipata ufunuo na pata Mungu ndani ya moyo wako,
then and only then you begin to feel after the things of the Spirit.
Wakati ndio unaanza kutambua mambo ya roho.
You begin to follow after the things of the Spirit.
Unaanza kuona mambo ya roho.
You begin to spiritually discern by the Spirit.
Unaanza kutambua mambo ya Mungu, roho wa Mungu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. How many sees the bride? Amen. She recognized the Spirit of God. And God has a ministry for her, but it has to be revealed to you by the Spirit
of God.
Amen.
Amen.
I like Brother Simon here. Amen. The more I be around, the better I like him.
Amen.
But I like a lot of other folks. Amen. It takes a revelation for me to know. This man got some words I need.
Amen.
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 That
will put
it somehow good in life.
Amen.
Amen.
Not how good a man looks.
Hallelujah.
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 I know his wife thinks he looks good. But you might not. But that don't mean that he got a revelation. Amen. It's what God put in his heart. God revealed to you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It has to be by the Spirit of God
alone.
Amen. So oftentimes someone will come by my place. They'll say, you need to hear this man. You need to get this man. And after I listen to him for a while, he teaches this or he teaches that. Amen, but I wait for God to give me a revelation. Because there's a lot of voices. But there's only one I want to hear. I
want to
hear the voice of that turtle calling. See the next verse then. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is not judged. For who has known the mind of the Lord that they should instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Now, what was the mind of Christ? Christ said, I do nothing until my Father shows me. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. He was led by the Spirit of God. Amen. And the mind of Christ being this, that many times he went out into a solitary prayer and prayed. Him being the man Christ, Jesus wanted contact with that eternal one. Therefore, when he felt a little distance began to get between them, he went out in the wilderness and prayed
out.
Then he would come out in the spirit and power of God.
Hallelujah.
In other words, he was our example. Amen.
Amen.
In terms of the world, he might not have to go out and pray. But he wanted to leave a trail for us.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. So he prayed. He meditated. He got alone many times to talk to the Father. Hallelujah. He was led by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Even when he was tempted of the devil, he was led of the Spirit into the wilderness, where he fasted 40 days and nights. And the angels of the Lord came after the 40 days and nights. And it came out of the wilderness in the power of God. We read that yesterday. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon
us.
He has anointed
me.
He anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.
Amen.
You know that's the first thing he said? He anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. And then to bind up the broken heart.
And I was on the
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So he was one that showed us the way. He walked by revelation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he, as he walked with God, God looked to his heart. God showed him things. I do nothing till the Father shows me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There was others that heard Jesus unlike the apostles. When they heard him, they said, he's Beelzebub. He's the devil. And they said, Abraham's our father. He said, if you knew Abraham, you'd know the name. Hallelujah. He said, but the reason you don't know me, my word has no place in you. Is that right? Amen. God's word has a place in our hearts. Nothing should doubt my joy. Hey, nothing should dampen our joy. We should have joy. Get caught up while I drink some water. Amen.
Amen.
He gives us joy unspeakable and full of glory.
Anatupa furaha ambayo ina utukufu usioweza kuoneka.
Even in hardship we got joy.
Hata wakati wa magumu tuna furaha.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad he said he came to preach the gospel to the poor.
Na furaha alisema alipita kuhubiri injili kwa maskini.
Because I had one time growing up and I still don't have any money, but just enough to do what God wants. But when I was real poor, didn't have food many times. Amen. Had no shoes on my feet.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Had one pair of overalls. And when they got real dirty,
wakati hizo overalls zinachafuka kabisa,
mama would take a sack, feed sack.
Mama anachukua gunia.
Yeah. She would cut a hole from her neck.
Anakata.
She'd cut a hole for each one. She'd say, wear this till I wash your clothes.
Akasema sasa fanya hivi. Vaa hii mpaka nimalize kuosha
nguo zangu. God, I only had one. I stayed here
until
she got more.
Amen.
But you know, even as poor and even in the hardship, and even in all that, I love him. On two different occasions, when I feel myself drifting away, it seemed like I'd pull myself off and fast. On two different occasions, 40 days and 40 nights, taking only water.
Amen.
Many times, 25 days, nothing but water.
Mara mingine, siku 25, maji peke yake.
Amen. I worked at a sawmill making lumber out of logs. Sawmill. It's where you take logs and saw them, make lumber.
Kutengeneza miti, kuchonga.
Yeah. Over in America, they got sawmills. They cut trees.
Kutengeneza mbao.
Amen. But I was working, but I fast at least 3 days every week.
Mimi nafunga siku tatu kila juma.
Amen. Many times come in work, set my dinner box down and go pray all night long, come back out next morning, go back.
Why did I do it? Because I wanted
to be close to him. Amen. I wanted to tell him I love him. I wanted to dedicate my life to him.
Amen.
He died for me. I wanted to do something for him.
Amen. Amen.
I wanted to get to the place where I was led by the Spirit of God. And it's more important than ever in this hour. Was to walk by revelation. And the reason is, we've been called out of denominations. That set us free from denominations. But here sets the vultures on the post all around. Denomination not protecting you anymore. Amen. Here they come at you. I'm one of them. I can get you through. I'm the leader. I'm the leader of this thing. Wait a minute. Ask God for a revelation. Amen. Is that right? And He gives you a revelation. Then He'll begin to reveal other things to you.
Amen.
God leads His bride or His wife by revelation. Amen. And that includes a revelation of who the leadership is.
Amen. Somebody
said, well, I'll read the Bible and find out. Well, that's a good thing to do. But He said revelation. He said the Father in heaven's got to reveal. Amen. God bless you. Amen. It's been a pleasure to be with you.
come back.
All right.
You know what time it is? Good time. It's just good time. Amen. Karani, give us a song. We sing a little bit. Give us two pepper meal. You don't remember? Give us, we'll sing it.
Thank you.
have some that says, her eyes are gone. I give her a key.
No la que parlo di mai, di mala lima, sin mamá. Oh, sin mamá.
Bye.